Blog Talk Radio.
Katrina Jones from all the way from Paris, Texas, is our guest. And I want to kind of jump in on this. This is a really big celebration time for us here at Hear Radio. We had a wonderful live on stage. It was actually called the Hear Radio Show, live on stage. So this was an in-person event. It was a night of hair, and it was held at the Gene Frankel Theater in New York City, which is the borough of Manhattan. Just an incredible time. And we had several others. Our incredible co-host, Nicole Marie, joined us. Nicole Marie's husband joined us. It was just a fantastic time. And, of course, Miss Katrina Jones. Katrina, this is a big first-year celebration of this event, so I just wanted to get your feedback on, you know, this time, this special time that you came to New York. What goes through your mind? Is it hard to believe that we've already kind of, you know, celebrated like a whole year's kind of almost elapsed? What goes through your mind?
Well, go through my mind is like, it's great. It was a great honor. And once again, thank you for even inviting me, for even being there, because I've met so many wonderful people that I have already been hearing you interview on the show. And it was a great honor to even meet them in person. And like, I can't wait to be right there and sit and mingle and be amongst all of them again, or even some new people that's on the show.
Absolutely. Yes. And we're just honored. And just it was just such a wonderful time. Like you said, these were folks who have been on the Hear Radio Morning Show, came to our big event, our live theater event, at such a beautiful location, beautiful space. And it was just a fun time. And we just had a ball of, as they say, a blast. And we're looking forward to the next one. So, Katrina Jones, Paris, Texas, we can't wait to see you then. So, absolutely awesome. And thanks so much for supporting the Live on Stage event.
You have a great one.
Rise and shine with the Hear Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hear Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hear Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hear in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Talk about that you love me, cause that love just for me. I don't wanna hear that you adore me, and I know that All you're doing is running your mind games. Don't you know that game is a safe game? So your best bet is to be straight with me. So you say you wanna talk, let's talk. If you won't talk, I'll walk. Yeah, it's like that. I got a new man, he's waiting out back. Now what? What you think about that? Now when I say I'm through, I'm through. Basically, I'm through with you. What you wanna say? I had to have it your way, had to play games. Now you're begging me to stay.
There you go, looking pitiful. Because I let you go, there you go. Talking about you want me back, but sometimes it feels like that. So there you go, talking about you missing. No, that just love me, so I let you go. There you go, cause you laughed out all.
Talking about how you change, how you say goodbye to what's the name. All it sounds like to me is new game. And I was right when I thought I'd be much better off without you. Had to get myself around you, cause my life was all about you. So you say you wanna talk, I don't. Say you wanna change, I won't. Yeah, it's like that, had your chance, won't take you back. Now what you think about that? And when I say I'm through, I'm through. Basically I'm through with you. What you wanna say? Had to have it your way, had to play games. Now you're paying me to stay.
There you go, looking pitiful. Just because I let you go, there you go. Talking about you want me back, but sometimes it feels like that. So there you go, talking about you missing. So that just love me, so I let you go. There you go, cause your life got on. There you go.
Don't you wish you could turn the hand of time? Don't you wish that you still were mine? Don't you wish I'd take you back? You wish that things were simple like that. Oh, didn't miss a good thing till it's gone. But I knew it wouldn't be long till you came running back. Missing my love, there you go.
There you go,
looking
pitiful. Just because I let you go, there you go. Talk about you want me back.
That's why I had to let you go.
There you go, talk about you missing. Know that you love me, so I let you go. There you know, cause your life got on.
Look at you, baby.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
When I think about my routine each morning, I'm usually giving myself a wake-up pep talk. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Nicole Marie, my incredible, I call world-famous co-host. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Carrie. Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I wake up each day here in Brooklyn, New York, and I know you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi, this is something I do every day, which is called like a, it's kind of like an inspirational type words, or I think you called it a morning, like an affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yes. Yeah. Do you do something like that too? Do you give yourself like a pep talk when you get up in the morning?
I definitely do, Carrie. I when I get up, I say a prayer, And I call it a affirmation self-talk. And I'm talking to myself to get myself going for the day, to pump myself up. Whatever it is I'm going to face today, I'm going to conquer it. And I'm talking to myself. I'm kind of boasting myself up for the day. And, yes, I do that every morning.
I love that. I really do. And you're the first – this is the first time I've had a guest on my my early morning kind of like private chats with that we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
But, yeah, this is really great. I think it's important. I think we always have to remind ourselves and others, take some time. And usually before I get out of bed, I'm literally just lying still. And like you, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do this morning? What do I have to accomplish? And most times I feel very different. Whatever I've gone to bed with the night before in my mind is not weighing on me anymore in the morning. I've forgotten
right.
whatever that feeling was. Isn't that something?
Right.
So you have a feeling of positivity that kind of takes
right.
over your spirit and soul.
It's very important to have that quiet time.
Yeah.
To be able to focus and just think about, okay, what do I have going on for today? What do I need to focus on?
Exactly.
And then also it's so critical to encourage yourself. Sometimes I think we look to other people to pump us up and, yeah, rah, rah, rah. But we have to do that for ourselves.
Well, I love it.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have to just say this is just the beginning of this, and that's what we're here for at the Hair Radio Morning Show, to remind you of just how beautiful you are. I say we put the you put the you in beautiful, and we're
exactly.
real excited about that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more on the way, and up next, is the incredible Maggie Anderson. Stay with us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
All right, it's Fan Fever Feb right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have amazing new show topics, special guests, and amazing music tributes, and so much more. We're celebrating Black history right here every day. Stay tuned.
Honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them yeah. instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
enough
I'm comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So I
didn't know Sally.
Mad.
You didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
just get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people
yeah.
that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
Mm-hmm. I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you... Regardless.
have a very special guest with us today. She is an author. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Gloria Lee. Gloria, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure to finally get you on our broadcast. Now, I have to just jump right on in. You are the reason we're celebrating the Women of Courage Month all month long. And I like to say this, it's not just this month, but it's every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want to start by you telling the folks all about your beautiful books. You've got two, and they're titled Women of Courage. So let's start with book one. Tell us a little bit, what exactly is Women of Courage all about? Tell us.
I began writing the books because I wanted women to understand how much courage it takes to be a woman. See, our courage is not acknowledged. Men acknowledge their courage. They speak about courage on the battlefield. They speak about courage being a minister. But female courage has never been acknowledged, and that's wrong, and it has been used to enslave women because it does not let women understand the power that they have inside them. And I began writing the books because I wanted women to see other women who have succeeded because they had courage. So I had began to research my mission, actually, when this first started, was to find out why men killed women. So I began researching that. But as I began to research, I began to gather other information, and I began to see that part of the problem was the fact that women did not acknowledge themselves. Women have been told that they're servants, that they're supposed to serve. Correct. That's fine. But they haven't been told that they have a right to be their own person. And because of that, women live desperate lives. They live lives that they hate. They learn to despise themselves. And in turn, they are unhappy. For years, especially between 1920, 1950, women either drank in the basement, they'd have a little sherry every day, and then when tranquilizers became part of the vogue, especially for white women, okay, they began, the white doctors would prescribe them tranquilizers. This was based on the theory that women were hysterical, okay? So this part of their spirit had to be controlled through medication. But actually, what was happening is women were internalizing their anger and their rage because they were forced to live lives that they did not want.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and hours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
All right, Mary Ree Johnson, it is always a great pleasure to have you back with me right here on The Hair Radio Morning Show. And
Mary,
good morning to you. Of course, you guys know Mary from Hair Head Heart. Mary, I just want to lead on in with this, and this is kind of like talking about some of the current stories out there on hair and beauty, if you will. And so I kind of want to lead on in kind of like five items on what we think you might want to chat a little bit about today. So we're so grateful to have you tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Mary Ree Johnson, my very special guest today, what's at number five?
Oh, let's talk about some of the trends that are going on right now. Like, I'm going to throw one out there. Color is a thing. This week alone, I did someone with ginger hair, or I created ginger hair.
Ginger.
Purple, like the deepest purple, and on a dreadlock, like the tips, and some green. Money green is the thing. So, well, for me this week. And so color is on and popping. I don't know if they're trying to match the fall colors or what, but it's good.
Well, Mary, this is something I got to jump in and say. I have also witnessed this. The color it's been a color explosion. And I think that you guys out there know this. This is nothing new to you. You can see it everywhere. And there was for a time people would be a little bit nervous about incorporating color. For many different reasons, but color has really taken off into a level all by itself. And I just want to say, go ahead, Mary.
Can I throw in? I love when people do their hair at home with color, because then they have to come to me for color correction.
Oh, for corrective spirit. Listen, I knew I was going to hit that today. Oh, Mary. Yeah, you guys out there. And listen, we've talked about this recently right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Where, a lot of folks who are getting their entire cosmetology or natural hair career together off social media or off the internet. So listen, we want you guys to be aware of a lot of these things. But I love the trends and things that the items that Mary just mentioned. I think that's okay. My favorite trend that I noticed, Mary, at number five on this list today, would be the short chops that are seeming to be making a return. Because everybody had gone to the long Kardashian flowing hair, if you will. So I think this is kind of going back to the Halle Berry, classic Halle Berry. I just find it just seems like we're all over the board with hair. Is that kind of the way it seems a little bit?
I think the transitions are, it's pretty cyclical. You'll see it again if it's long this week, short next week or, next season. But the thing is the cycles are getting faster. So you see the same thing that I've seen anyway for years, but
I'm seeing it faster.
Yeah, I'm seeing it faster. So I won't say I can totally predict, but you can tell when there's a shift coming. And so, in season right now, I agree with you. There's a lot of the supercuts, and so people are thinking they'll just grow it out in the winter, you know, and then, you know, maybe they'll be in a protective style. Maybe they'll be in braids, maybe not. But they're okay with just looking whatever nature provides, they're okay with. And I think that's a healthy place to be.
I love that, what you just said, whatever nature has provided. When can that be the biggest trend of all? I would love that so much. I really would.
Yes.
You know,
it does happen, but most people get bored and they switch it up anyway.
Okay. I have been digging with that.
Can I tell you a line that they used to tell me? Because I've been natural all but maybe 2 or 3 years of my entire life, and I'm in my 60s. So people used to tell me, well, your hair is – oh, thank you. It's like, your hair is long enough, it'd look good in a perm, as if it didn't look good already. And it's like, whatever, but that stuck with me. It's like, okay, well, it looks good in a perm, it looks good in a curl, just like if I roller set it, it looks good out on fufu, it looks good, you know, I just think I look good, so.
Well, being in the
industry, I mean, I get all kinds of stares because it's like, well, what you doing today? Why?
For the hairstylist, it takes on a whole new level. That you have to always have your hair on point. There is no way that you can kind of go out. Like, I can just kind of, you know, go out looking at it with my head, you know, hair sitting on my head. But as a professional, and even I still have to be careful because I also represent my hair products. I represent what we do to a big degree. My number four, Mary, is on something that has really taken hold, and I'm going to mention these states and see if you can kind of figure out about this new law. And it's already taken effect in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, and Washington. Mary, any idea what we're talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. No, I can't. And two of the states I've been in, but I didn't make it happen that way. But anyway, it is the Crown Act.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
And that's to open up the world for preventing discrimination against hair.
Exactly, preventing hair discrimination. I call it just right on top of what Mary said, and is absolutely correct. Here's the thing with that, and ding, ding, ding. I forgot. You get your wonderful refrigerator for for hitting that on the head. That is correct, Mary. It is. And I always, we talk a lot about this on the Hair Radio Morning Show because I get so worked up the fact that it's necessary or needed. I really
do. Well, you know, Carrie, women in the military just got to wear, they could wear pants, you know, just strange things from the strange book.
Go ahead, more about the Crown Act. You're absolutely right. It is hard to imagine that, you know, that someone would literally discriminate about your hair. It's almost like someone saying that your fingernails, are growing. You know, it defies common sense. So a lot of the crazy, you know, this kind of talk is irrational and emanates from irrational behavior and irrational mindsets and all of that. but the Crown Act I'm so proud of, because in those states that we outlined, at least as of this time you're hearing the show, those are the states, and we're so excited more are being added to the list that are saying you cannot just mistreat someone, their protections in place according to that state in the way of the laws. This is, you cannot discriminate, especially for these businesses or corporations that choose to do so. I remember going into my old jobs with cornrows or braids. I literally went in and I was the manager, and it would just be a whole, that if you could see the eyes that you got, it was just always something that folks freely felt was their, that they were okay to discriminate against your hair. Sometimes they didn't recognize, I'll say that they didn't recognize the discriminatory behavior, but, you know, so I'm glad of that. So just wanted to go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I throw in these things? I mean, it's sad that each state now feels that they need to ratify it, but go ahead, do your thing. This was really, or should have been covered, you know, on paper it was covered, we'll say, in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Human Rights Act, there we go, of 1977. So they are federally in place, but each state now
not federally in place.
It wasn't the Crown Act specifically,
but all of those
standards are supposed to be protected under that. But who goes to court? I
can only say that sadly, you know, it should be. First of all, it's even necessary, but the fact that it is, okay, fine. I'm not against it being federally protected. I think that would be great. Well, here's what we're going to tell everybody, Mary. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yes.
Because we are right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show going to do the talking. Mary, I think we're up to you, number three. Ooh, okay. Oh, this is a big one. Okay, Mary, what would you like to hear?
I have it. Because all the time people ask me, they bring in a product or ask me, is this stuff any good? And so that's a pretty big question. So I have been able recently to pull out an app. There's a couple of apps that can help you look at your product and like rate them or tell you if they're unsafe. Basically, you want the names of?
Sure, go right ahead. In terms of figuring out if the ingredients in your products, right, Mary?
When they ask me, is it any good? They might be wondering, you know, will it give my hair shine? And my bend is for safety. So I looked at Proposal 65 and things that are on that, you know, saying like, is this going to give you a birth defect? Does this usually cause cancer, especially in like, you know, whatever the population is I'm serving? Or is it going to cause reproductive harm? You know, that type of stuff. That's what I'm looking at, and that's what these apps are looking at they are on some dangerous list. So one is Think Dirty, and these are free apps. And the other is Yuka, and I think there's even one. Think Dirty?
Not the one.
Oh, the Yuka?
Yeah.
I look at my phone and see what I think it's Yuki. I'm going to double check it.
Okay. Well, you guys can Google it. And if you put in the close enough letters, you'll get it. But
it's
Mary,
Yuka,
I love
like the
this.
Plant. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. I kind of remember that. Yeah. I think
it's a food and cosmetic scan.
Wow. I love that. That's actually amazing. Mary, first of all, thank you. Mary, you always bring us something. You're always on the cutting edge. And so we're gonna talk with Mary a little bit more about Hair, Head, Heart in just a moment. So I'm just loving this, Mary. Good. So number three, being able to scan the product, being able to get some of these apps now because of technology. And in this way, I love that technology can help with that. Good stuff. I didn't even know that existed. So, Mary, I thank you myself.
Well, years ago, I had put in a couple of different pitches and, you know, got no traction, got no money, but it's like somebody did, so yay.
Somebody figured it out, thanks to Mary Reed Johnson. Well, listen, and the fans of the Hair Radio. Might have been some of our listeners right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Give me that check.
Listen, hey, well, as long as they're saving lives, I'm happy with that.
Me too. Well, speaking of which, talking about lives being saved, well, first of all, here's something that just when you thought it was safe, to go back to watching your favorite TV award show, here's more of, Jada Pinkett Smith hitting the airwaves. Well, here at this time, there's a big book out and all of that that she put out to the world. And so, all of this new talk about, the relationship that she shared with her the husband that we know of is a superstar, Mr. Will Smith, out of my original Philadelphia home. So this is where there was more to the story, apparently. And so the Red Table Talk. Yeah, that one. Host has now developed a shared a little bit more in this new book that's hit the world out there and all of that. And I just want to say that, remember, the story was that alopecia, this is how the word kind of just became a big part of our story. When Chris Rock, who is a famous comedian, was hosting the Oscars a year or so ago and literally made, to me it was an innocuous joke, about G.I. Jane, but she had Miss Jada Pinkett Smith had already talked about suffering from alopecia, and I guess that's where this all came from. So anyway, it's all back, and I just don't know. I don't know what else to say. Well, she has a new book out and all of that. That I guess this is a part of the promotion. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We never know what these celebs do. I'm looking generically right now at just a Google some pictures, whatever. If you know what a lace front is, generically, talking to the listeners.
Like
I know
I
you know.
From the sky.
No.
But, I've been hosting this show for 28 years.
No, not you, but it could be a new listener who doesn't know
Hollywood
hair is a thing.
Yeah. Mary,
so you
right.
generically...
Yeah, tell everybody what the lace fronts are, because this is really huge.
Yeah, so it's Hollywood hair. So a lot of times you will, shave your perimeter, and
the
then
edges,
you glue the, pieces in place and you put your
which
microphone in. So,
which is awful to me, but go ahead.
Well, no, if they do it right, you don't know. I mean, you didn't know Farrah Fawcett hasn't had extensions. We didn't know, what's the lady, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, she had extensions.
Well,
so extensions are not a new thing.
Celebrity. Right, no. And let me just say this, because Mary brings up a good point. Extensions have been around for years, and they've been added, and there are all kinds of different processes for that. My thing is not so much against extensions, but I don't want anybody gluing their head. That's the way I stand. But again, with the popular
style. Let's talk
style,
safety again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So
but
that's how I feel.
And this is just my perception of these pictures I'm looking at right now with like the bald pictures of her. It's like I definitely see outline where it's even a bald picture. It might be a lace front because there's some wrinkling of the scalp. You know how when you tap something
in some of the styles that she's worn. Yeah. Oh no, I'm in with you on that because I can tell you, we're talking about Jada Pinkett Smith, going back to that, 1,000%. We've all seen, you guys out there have seen the many different styles that some of the professionals I've heard mention that they would consider it. Now, this is in their words. Some might consider it to be abusive, which would be traction-type alopecia. But the way that it sounded is that, here's the thing, is that it was making it sound like it was the other types of alopecia, which are internal and which could be triggered by other
stress,
internal. As opposed to
autoimmune things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, autoimmune things, which are different than traction, which is where, you know, it's a kind of like abuse of, well, I could say could be, you know, well, yeah, that's what it really is of when it comes to your hair care. And I don't even want to say abuse per se, because it may be unwilling, not being aware and, lack of education and all that kind of stuff.
Are they saying that she doesn't actually have some type of alopecia?
Well,
that's
what I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you guys that part. It's all over the internet where that's even coming into question. And it's just it's a mess. Let me just say.
Well, you know what?
You
I'm going to say she's beautiful regardless.
Oh, no. I don't think anybody has ever discounted. I think the whole family, I think they're an attractive family. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm going to go out and say, well, I don't agree with, to me, a lot of the ways that they seem to have made everything in their lives so public. I'm not a big fan of that. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And if that whole thing with the Oscar slap had not happened, we wouldn't be talking about the word alopecia today. So even though we were talking about it on their radio show since 1995, you guys were talking about it if it had not been for that. So I just want to say, you know, let's just all move on and let Jada be
Carrie,
Jada.
Are you kidding? If we move on, they don't get paid as much. They need their money. They're going to be in the limelight as much as possible.
I'm
going to get censured.
Good one, Mary. Well, good one. And listen, I think my very special guest, Mary Lee Johnson, again, we today have been kind of just looking back at some of the recent stories that are out there and some hair care items that were talked in. And so we kind of listed five items. Before we get to number one, Mary, I really just want to just kind of talk to you a little bit about Hair Head Heart. Can you just remind everybody a little bit about the amazing HHH, what it's all about?
Top down, Hair Head Heart. And those are a combination of my passions, and it's a company I started in 2015, and I do workshops and give presentations and, you know, just generically practice making the world a better place. No, but truly, the hair world a lot safer, increase in awareness of some of the concerns that people have in their career before there's a problem. So I do have a book coming out probably toward the beginning of the year.
Okay,
we're in our last stages.
We're going to remind
you guys. And it'll be about that.
We want you to come back when the book comes out, and we'll keep everybody informed on that. Mary,
for sure.
Good. Okay, Hair Head Heart, Mary Lee Johnson. And Mary, you've done so many things right here, so folks will always be able to hear you playing across our network. Let me just go ahead and toss that on in. So being our guest What on could possibly be at number one today on some of the you know, status of where we are in the hair business these days? What could possibly be your number one, Mary Lee Johnson?
I think I'm still stuck on what's happening with hair and safety combined.
I think that would be really nice. But, Mary, remember, I think we have to talk about afros making a big
comeback. Yes.
You got it. That's where we are today.
I have a perfect segue. Can I? Remember Steve Harvey's perfect hairdo? We wondered about whatever. He also had the lace front, and it was an afro. So how's that for a segue?
Let's just say that that's what folks have. The hair people know, let me just also say this, because it's these days. It's not just Steve. It's a whole lot of folks.
Oh, no. Everybody.
And women, especially
the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, the cat's way out the bag on that. Even the cat has a lace front. So So listen, let me kind of go back on this. Mary, I love this. The reason I say that the afro has made a big return also, because someone just told me, and you guys are not going to know what this means if you're of a certain age, TWA. And so I just wanted to kind of toss that on out there. The teeny weeny afro, you know, has truly made a big, big, big return. So that's all I want to say. Mary, great to have you with us. Yes, awesome job. All right.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Oh, you got it. Of course, again, we've talked with Mary Lee Johnson and just some amazing items today on the show. Okay. All right, Mary, thanks again for being with us, and we'll see you back here.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
More tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me. But no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates
If you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no, number two, consulting your calendar, number three, clearing your mind, and number four, getting organized by
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deep within the eyes, can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away, as cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
You're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have
right, it's Fan Fever Feb, right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have amazing new show topics, special guests, and amazing music tributes, and so much more. We're celebrating Black History right here every day. Stay tuned.
Rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Mandy Friday. We made it to the end of the week. It's January 26th of 2024. This is our second hour of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It is my great honor and pleasure to kind of wrap up the week with you today. It's been just an incredible time here on the broadcast. As you guys know and been listening, we have been in celebration mode. And I am so excited to bring to the line my co-star for today. You guys know Michael Hopkins. He is the incredible host, very knowledgeable host, of the Vet Talk Radio Show, which is a staple right here on our network, airing on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 for Central Time Zone, folks. Michael comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Let's see if we can get him on mic. Michael, are you on mic?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Officially, yes. Happy mid-show. We're at that second hour, the top of the second hour, right here live. So for all you folks out there, it's about 7:05 in the morning here in my neck of the woods, Michael. And how are you doing down there in Virginia?
Oh, we are doing just great down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Oh, yes.
Well, first, okay, Michael, I'm going to cue you about that. Michael is one, he can give you that extra spin first thing in the morning. Michael, let me just say, we've been having a great time on the broadcast today. We really have. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for supporting this broadcast. Today, I have just loved it. It's been just, I have found it so enjoyable today. What about yourself, Michael? What have you heard anything in the first hour of the program today that kind of caught you?
Oh, yes, very much so, Carrie. I was just kind of listening to the music. And one of the songs that really got me was "I Whip My Hair Back and Forth" by Willow Smith. And I hadn't really heard that song in a while, but it just really, it really kind of, you know, that whole family with the talent and all.
Well, Michael, just to hear you say "whip my hair back and forth" is priceless today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. What a treat. But let me just break it on down for everybody, because the music part, I'm glad you brought it up, because music is such an important part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so on our podcast each day, we're live here, we incorporate music because it helps to kind of set the pace for the broadcast. It helps to emphasize our messaging of what we're trying to get across, and also set a positive mood. And so today, you know, each day we create a playlist for that particular broadcast. And today our music playlist includes, as Michael just pointed out,
the incredible song With My Hair by Willow Smith, which, you know, is Jada and Will's daughter. And it's been a while ago. The song is a good 10, 15 years old. It's just a great, great, fun song for kids and folks to enjoy. And I realized, Michael, I said, well, we kind of have to do something with our hair and beauty songs. So that'll be part of today's music playlist. I want to get on India Ari in just a bit with I Love My Hair. You just heard from Alessia Cara with Scars to Beautiful, which is a popular song as well. And we've got some surprises in store as well. So that's kind of where that emanated from. And I kind of like that. We've never really done hair and beauty songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is kind of a first. So real good stuff. I can't wait. So we'll be kind of, you know, playing that. And then, coming up in the next hour, in our wrap-up hour for the week, we'll take a look back at some of the highlights that we covered on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. As you guys know, today is show number 946 on Friday, January 26th. Of 2024. So we're still knocking down these numbers of the show.
Oh, yeah.
So we can get to, our 1,000th episode of broadcast. 1,000 episodes. So here's the thing with this, Michael. We have exceeded 3,000 guest interviews right here on the show. So, the broadcast, this is why I say to folks, it's important that you support this broadcast because it really represents our community and all who are interested in our community. So we can have an opportunity to kind of talk about the things that we find fascinating or we find important that we want to explore more and give us the platform for those conversations to occur. So that's why we get up here and I wake up at 4 and sit down at my desk in our studio and go to town preparing our shows elaborately. So when you hear that broadcast in the morning, it's something that's well done.
Oh, very much so, Carrie. 100%.
Yeah. That's something that I really want to get across. So, Michael, we've been promoting this. I don't know if you heard, but it's Fan... Okay, let's get it right. Fan Fever Feb coming up. Fan Fever Feb. Okay, drives me nuts. Yes. And what this is, you've been hearing the commercials play. And during the month of February, so coming up next week or so, we are so excited to be rolling out incredible content. Incredible content during the month of February. February is big celebration month anyway, Michael. We have Black History that we celebrate, but we don't just celebrate it in February, Michael.
No, we don't.
Okay, so when else do we celebrate it, sir?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year, my friend.
Okay, so that's what we're rolling with. So we celebrate Black History every day, so we'll be continuing to do that during Fan Fever February. We're bringing the heat. We really are. Oh boy, we bringing the heat. We've got incredible guests joining us. We have new program regulars who'll be lined up and be on air. You'll be introduced to some amazing folks that you have never heard on our show. We'll be introducing you to some of them next week. So it's just going to be really great. We got a lot of other folks returning to help us celebrate our 1,000th broadcast. We also have a big live hair event that will be getting underway for the summer of 2024. And in terms of our big VIP party with that whole team. So I'm super, super excited. Plus, we got some other updates. So, Michael, that's kind of what I wanted to get on out and get across. What would you like to talk about this morning since we've had a big week here on the broadcast?
Oh, that is quite true, Carrie Hines. We did have a big week. We had an excellent week. And we started out on the 23rd of this week. And it sounds like a plan
January,
to me.
Right?
The 23rd of January, 2024.
Our show number 943.
Yes, that was show 943. And we just talked about the beauty of Whitney Houston. And I want to dance with somebody. That
so
was
you're
our
talking
first,
about some of the music songs that we covered.
Yes.
Yeah, let me just break it down. We got to make sure everybody knows what we're talking about. What Michael's doing, each broadcast, we introduce a song that really kicks off the broadcast and kind of, we do a lot of classic songs here, music that you guys have told us you wanted to hear. So we have some already prepared in our vault, others we had to, to get ready and kind of put on cue so that we could play it for you. So each broadcast of the All New Live Hair Radio Morning Show, we roll out a song in the first, I don't know, maybe the first 15 minutes or so of the broadcast. And then we kind of bring you another one and so forth and so on, because it's about, like we said earlier, it's about shaking the experience for you guys, the listening experience. And that music helps to do that. So what Michael just said, our broadcast for the Hair Radio Morning Show, we air Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And on Tuesday, show number was 943. That was our broadcast show number. And we rolled on in with the song that kicked off that broadcast. And, Michael, what was the song that kicked off Tuesday's broadcast?
Wow. You say the song that kicked off Tuesday's broadcast, Whitney Houston.
Yes.
I want to dance with somebody. Now, you tell me if that does not bring back any memories, Carrie. Whitney Houston in her heyday.
Yeah. Yes, and Michael, you know what? We'll talk a little bit more on some of these wonderful songs, but yes, you are correct. We'll cover the rest of the week in just a bit. But yeah, Michael's right. I want to dance with somebody. Thought we'd just throw you a curveball this morning, Michael Hopkins. And just to kind of remind the fans, we're going to be getting into more Vet Talk coming up in just a bit, the next half hour. So real good you got that to look forward to. Michael, I want to talk a little bit also about some of the updates. And folks, as we said, we got a lot of guests coming back to the show. A lot of this will be kicking off next week. But we also have our own platforms that we've got to remind folks about. We really do, because many folks may not realize that we have a lot more. Our podcast, our popular podcast, is heard all around the world. I was just looking. We have folks who are tuned in, literally, checking our things, listening, I should say, back to yesterday's show, all the way from Europe and Australia and Africa, in addition to Canada. And, it's mind-boggling. It really is. But the Hair Radio Morning Show, and of course, let me say this, from coast to coast in America. I have to make sure folks know that we have not just an international audience that we're real proud of, and we love you guys. We have a very, very big listening base right here in the United States. So it's you could be listening, and your neighbors listening, and folks in the states that surround you are listening. So it's a big thing here. Okay, wanted to get that on out, Michael.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, I'll tell you what, why don't we get on that I Am Not My Hair? We'll be back. We've got a lot more to get into this morning on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and this is, what else can we say that we have not said over the years? talk about hair and beauty song. Yeah, the incredible India Ari. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life. To become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair, I am not this skin, I am not your expectations, no, no. I am not my hair, I am not this skin, I am the soul that lives within.
What's she doing to her hair?
I don't know, it looks crazy. I like it. Might do that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh, on national television, diamond eyes are sparkling, bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey,
hey, hey, I am not my hair,
I am not my hair,
I am not this skin, I am not your expectations, no.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hinds. Now, I have a very, very special guest. And you'll never guess who this is. This is our very first time being featured right here on our broadcast. It's my great honor to welcome to the show Miss Tanya Green. Good morning and happy Fan Day. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm so happy to
speak with you today and get to know a little bit more about how you became so incredibly versatile
in
everything that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, first of all, I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to serve folks who are in the hair and beauty industry or who are entrepreneurs and just beginning their journey. It is a journey, I call it. It's just been a pleasure. It really is, by being able to reach fans from all over the world through the Hair Radio Morning Show. Or they have new fans discover Hair Radio through Upscale Magazine, see some of my design work over there inside of their publication. The Upscale Magazine itself has been around for 34 years, and my company, Hair Radio, has been around for 27 years. So we've been just doing the work. That's what we've been doing. And to touch folks like yourself, Tanya, as a fan of what we're doing, and that's kind of how we've been able to connect. What has it meant to see some of the things that you've witnessed through Hair Radio or some of my work over the years?
Well, I've been following you on Facebook and for almost 20 years. So when you were first starting out, you know, I was impressed with what you were doing. When you started your podcast, I was even more impressed. And then I've just watched you grow in terms of sharing business knowledge with people, kind of helping out the community and making things, you know, financially good for other people. And in a somewhat selfless way, and
thank
that's been so impressive. And then when I saw your graphic design, I was like, whoa, this ad is really effective. You know, are a lot of graphic designers who've been in the field for years that can't just, you know, put together something quite that that efficient and beautifully designed, and so I just had to comment on that because it was so impressive. And now I'm finding out all these different areas that you've branched out into and that you've become an expert at, and it's just kind of mind-blowing.
Thank you so much, Tanya. I appreciate that. I really do. Your words will forever stay with me. Have anybody mouth that I'm a talented designer, I appreciate that. I've had the opportunity to share a lot of the gifts I've been given and to just love the industry and the people in it and to do so genuinely. I'm not a competitor. I've never considered myself to be any kind of competition for anybody. I have always focused on how to accomplish great things in my own right. I love entrepreneurs. I love entrepreneurs in the hair and beauty industry particularly, as well as, you know, any small business. But I absolutely do because it's just reminiscent of my own path that I've had to take. And I want to do everything I can to make sure that you are as successful as you want to be. And that's why I created a promotions business. That's what we do. You will pay, but you're going to get work that is unique. You're not going to find what I do on everybody's Facebook page.
Right.
That's not going to happen. We're very unique. We're very serious. And we offer business coaching as well. So we do a lot to, you know, we've helped thousands and thousands. I've had, if you just do the math, folks, we're, like I said, we're closing in closely on 1,000 three-hour episodes, the most successful hair radio broadcast in the world of broadcasting, period. in the history of broadcasting, and we have the most recorded content of anybody, again, in the history of broadcasting. We were the first to have a radio broadcast on Hair and Beauty on terrestrial AM and FM radio. So those are some things that we can be very, very proud of. And we have, I've interviewed thousands of people literally on the show. You can just do the math. So, you know, where most people say that they're exaggerating. When we say it, we mean it, literally. So what this was about today was taking the time to talk to some of our fans of the Hair Radio morning show, as well as, you know, some of our graphics. Like I said, folks don't realize that we do everything in graphics design. The graphics. They may need banners or postcards or business cards or, you know, whatever they need, designs for their social media or their T-shirts or whatever it is. We can do it right here at my company at Hair Radio. We also, folks don't realize that we do everything from being able to write a press release or put together a media kit to creating a book or publishing a book. Or audio album for that much. We take them from A to Z. You really don't have to do anything but make a phone call. And we've got you. Mm-hmm. We've got you covered.
Amazing.
So I'm very proud. So Tanya, now tell us, now you are where? You're located in what city and state?
I am in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
And,
I've got fans in Nebraska.
Yeah, you do.
Wow. Thank you so much. This means a lot. Well, I love your words, and I really do. And this just, I won't forget it. And what Tanya wrote that really got me, Tanya, why don't you read what you said on that posting, which caught my attention for this fan day?
Okay, hang on a second. Let me pull it
up
here.
That would be fantastic. Tanya Green out of the Lincoln, Nebraska area. Again, Hair Radio Morning Show. We're from coast to coast here in America, and we're all around the world. As you guys know, we reach everybody from all across Europe, as well as in Australia, down under. We're shouting out Catherine down there, and up in Ghana and West Africa, to Ebenezer and to Mawarin in Nigeria, to our friends in Kenya out on the East Coast, to up in Egypt, down in South Africa, and as well as other places around the world. We just love you. We appreciate you. We support you. America has been fantastic. The people up in, the Northeast, we love you guys. Down in Florida, the Midwest. All the fans of the show. And so, Tanya, to know that we've touched you this morning, so what do you want to tell folks? What was that posting that you shared?
Well, I was looking through one of your posts, and I saw an ad that you had designed, and it blew me away because it was so perfect. And so this is what I commented.
Wow. That's what I initially went to college for and had to say, among your other talents, you are one talented designer. You chose the perfect font, included the right information, and made the ad both skimmable and compelling. And there's a lot of information that you had to share there. And then I was curious if you ever took a typography class or a graphic design class or how you learned to do all of that.
Thank you. And let me answer that. I appreciate that question. I really do, Tanya Green. First of all, I love that you said that. And I take, when it comes to, here's my process. I'm a person who is a creative, a writer. So everything I do first starts with pen to paper, literally. And so I'm thinking about that. First, it's the overall message of what needs to be communicated. And in that particular ad that you're referring to, in which I had I did an ad for a doctor, an ENT doctor, what just comes to mind is that I did not have a whole lot of information. I never spoke with him, so I had to kind of, what's really remarkable is that I had to use from top to bottom my imagination. And I do this for every single client, everybody that we work with, is try to figure out what is that message that they're communicating and how can I tell that graphically and, you know, the best way possible. And it doesn't end there. It also comes down to color designs. That plays a big part in it. I want to make sure that we have the right combination of colors in what we're trying to communicate. And so it's a perfect storm of, like you said, it's got to be compelling as well. It's all of the above. And so picking out the fonts and everything, it's a science. I take everything very seriously. And and hopefully at the end of the day, you have something that is unique. And you're not going to see what we've designed in a whole bunch of places, per se, you know. So in terms of, you know, that I'm copying off other people. No, it's the opposite. So we want to be the leader in this arena. And I think we've accomplished that through Hair Radio Graphics, through hairradio.com, through our, as you mentioned, our radio podcast work, through developing for Upscale Magazine radio, and having our graphics included in their magazine, our advertisements that we've been able to do for other folks. So I'm very fortunate. And I've got to say, Tanya Green, thank you. Thank you for this time. It's been quite remarkable. And I'm looking forward to letting this just be a continuation of you're supporting us and vice versa. And just thank you. So thank you. Any last words you want to leave with us today?
Oh, no, it's been a pleasure talking to you and hearing a little bit more about, you know, your journey to get to this point where you're wearing a lot of different hats and you're good at all of it.
So. Oh, you are just, we just appreciate you here on the show and at Hair Radio. And thank you, Tanya Green, for taking the time to be concerned about what we're doing. It's my honor. Yeah. It really is. Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, my target audience is going to be 50 plus. I am a woman of 50 plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50 plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50 plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me. And I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50 plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50 plus to know that there's so much more to them.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate, and you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting Kerry too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie there. It's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Kerry
Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of
Aswave
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right. We're back live. It's Friday morning, January 26th of 2024. It is a little over the exact midpoint on today's live broadcast. It's about 7:40, 20 minutes before 8 on the East Coast. It's about 6:40 if you're in the Central Time Zone. Listen, this is our broadcast. Let me just get this out. It's broadcast show number 946 as we march towards 1,000, as you guys have been listening and we've been talking about today. Coming up in our third hour, we are going to be looking at some of the coverage in celebrating Dr. King's birthday. As you guys know, it was on the 15th of January, his actual birthday, and we are continuing to honor this man. Mary Reed Johnson returns a little bit later in the broadcast with a look at 10 things that you didn't know about Dr. Martin Luther King. So looking forward to that in the next hour. Let me get back on the line. Michael Hopkins has been kind of helping us to hold it down this morning. It is my great honor. He comes to us from the beautiful spots of Virginia. He is the man with the plan when it comes to veterans' advocacy and helping with the claims and compensation process. Yes, Michael, again, hello.
Hello.
Okay, I feel
very
like Lionel with the old hello and Adele with their great hello songs. I need to get on some of those. Yeah. Hey, Michael.
Oh, yes.
Want to talk a little bit about the veterans advocacy work that you're doing. You do a lot of things as an accredited claims agent, and just because it's been a minute since we've talked about what it takes to become an accredited claims agent. Let's start there, and then we'll get more into what aired this week and what's going to come up next week on VTR, on Vet Talk Radio. But let's start with the beginning, because when you came to Hair Radio, you really weren't an accredited claims agent at that point. I remember you were very passionate about helping the veterans with claims and help them to navigate the claims process, but you weren't
quite an ACA.
And so tell us about that process and why did you become an ACA? But again, tell us again, remind everybody what an accredited claims agent is all about.
Wow, Kerry. And thank you for those accolades. You know, it means a lot to me. And you're right, I am very passionate about veterans and issues that veterans have. I am a strong advocate. very strong advocate. And it has been a journey for me to become an accredited claims agent. And it's a process. A lot of people think you just represent veterans, and you don't. To become an accredited claims agent, you know, as I just said, it is a process. You have to be recognized by the federal government, the Office of General Counsel for Veterans up in Washington, D.C. And there's a series of things. There's an application process. There's a background check. You have to have people to vouch for you, for your integrity, for your willingness to help veterans. And there's testing involved. And you have to continuously be educated and keep up with your education in helping veterans, because federal laws change all the time. And you, as an individual that's been charged with being an accredited claims agent, or Carrie, as you call it, an ACA, you have to keep up with these changes. And that's what I had to learn how to do. I had to discover, well, how do you become an accredited claims agent? I had to discover that. I had to do research. I had to be serious about it, because becoming an accredited claims agent is a serious move, dealing with people's lives, actually. I have affected so many people's lives, and it's so rewarding. It may be challenging at times. No two claims are exactly alike. A lot of people may think that one claim is just like another claim. No, it's not. One veteran is not like another veteran. Veterans have different needs. They have different circumstances. Some veterans are younger veterans. Some veterans are older veterans. Some veterans I encounter have never filed a claim. They may have been out of the military 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They've never filed a claim for compensation for injuries or illnesses sustained while in the U.S. military. I have other veterans who have filed for claims over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they still need help. As I said, the rules are ever evolving. They're always changing. Due to file a claim just 10 years ago, 5 years ago, back in 2019, it's not the same now. There are different avenues. There are different lanes. There are all kinds of just nuances that as an accredited claims agent, I have to be aware of. I'm not an attorney. I don't confess to be an attorney. I don't have any of those type of credentials. But the VA, i.e. the claims section, puts me in a secondary mode right behind attorneys, because it's so important that I stay up on the rules and the regulations. As I said, no two veterans' claims are alike. I have some veterans' claims that go through very smoothly. Tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, is one of the claims that many veterans file for. I help plenty of veterans file for it. I usually don't have a problem when I help them file for tinnitus. There's usually not a problem. There's a noise exposure chart that the VA, i.e., puts out, and you look at the chart. It has mild, moderate, severe on it as far as what a veteran has been exposed to, what we call acoustic trauma or noise trauma. And it tells you if the veteran has a probability of having tinnitus or any other hearing issues. I usually don't have a problem. Sometimes I do have a problem if veterans, you know, they have low value. for hearing loss.
Yeah.
But it's rewarding,
well, Michael,
Carrie.
I know, and I want to just jump in and say, because what you're doing, you can hear the passion in your voice. So, yes. And
very
the veterans
so.
Appreciate it so much. They really do. The veterans appreciate it so very much. And I'm very honored to have you be part of our lineup here on the show. And again, you don't have
love
to be
it.
A veteran to listen in. You can support the veterans just by telling them the information, having them join us. Michael has special podcasts that are already available on the internet. You can Google him. You can put in podcasts and see all of that wonderful good stuff there. Michael, this as we were saying, you've been with us for a few years now and just doing some exciting work. What can we expect, like, in the next week or so? Any topics that you might be kind of bringing up that we can talk about?
Oh, very much, Carrie. The broadcast we just did this week was on post-traumatic stress disorder secondaries. And I really enjoyed that topic.
Say that one real
quick. Now, Carrie, we're going to be next week on Tuesday's show, we're going to be talking about musculoskeletal issues and how that relates to secondaries. It's going to be really interesting.
I agree with you. Tuesday, we're talking about January 30th. So that'll be great. Tuesday, January 30th, of course, we're in the year 2024. And so that, I'm super excited about this. So how did you come up with this topic, Michael?
Wow, Gary. You know, so many veterans have this issue, the musculoskeletal issues. That is Carrie, it doesn't even matter what era the veteran served in the military. Doesn't matter. I have younger veterans that served in the military within the last, at least in the last 20 years. And a lot of them have musculoskeletal issues. They have back problems, knee problems, muscle spasms. They have the same things that some of my veterans that served in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they have the exact same issues. A lot of times, Carrie, what it stems from.
Yeah,
just
I was just
to give you an idea.
I think I would hold that thought, Michael.
Yeah.
Hold that thought.
Hold the bus, right? Right, Carrie? Hold the bus.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure
right.
that you guys tune in to Michael's broadcast, okay? So in order to hear all that Michael's been working on for this, you need to tune in on Tuesday morning. Again, that's the 30th of January, 2024, so next Tuesday. He will be covering this on our broadcast, so it plays right on in. So you dial the 516 number, and you'll hear it at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And, Michael, I know you're going to go, we say going in, we know that you're going to review this from A to Z, soup to nuts. So we're real excited about it. Top to bottom, okay. That's how you do it, and we're real happy and proud. Now, Michael. So today, we're gonna get into a little bit in the next hour on kind of wrapping up the week. So at about 8 o'clock, first things first, we're going to get on More Mary, our favorite colleague here on the show, Nicole Marie and Mary.
Right.
They bring it. So Mary V. Johnson is going to be back. You heard from her in the first hour this morning. She'll be back to kind of do a whole thing as we've been kind of covering Dr. King's birthday. So this is kind of like a wrap-up of Dr. King's coverage for his birthday month, even though we kind of keep his memory alive all year long. Mary will be
Very
back to talk
so.
About the 10 things that you did not know. About Dr. King. So I can't wait to hear that. And, Michael and I'll be back. Michael, I'm going to say we're going to be back after that to kind of wrap up the week. So I want to kind of look at some of the highlights that we had, not just the music highlights, but some of the folks who were on, some of the guests you heard this week and some of the conversations that lit up those airways. So lots more. And then, of course, we got next week to talk about and all a fan fever.
Oh, yeah.
February. Fan fever February. To gotta get
into.
Oh,
I like that.
So,
fan fever February. Oh, I love that.
You say that real well. That's really good, Mike. Oh, yeah. Fan fever. Well, listen, I'm really happy to have on these things. I think we've been doing just a great job with everything.
Oh, yes.
On the air and beauty and all of that. Listen, why don't we take a little bit of a music break and kind of shake things up a little bit. When we come back, we'll be kind of launching our Spotlight Hour. And again, Miss Mary will be back. Stay with us. We'll be back, Michael Hopkins. Great job.
Oh, yes.
All right. Cheryl Lynn.
Oh, listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very special guest co-host joining me on the line right now. It is my great honor and pleasure to welcome back the one and only Mary Lee Johnson from Hair Head Heart. Good morning, Mary, and welcome back to the show.
Awesome. Good morning, Carrie. This is like super day. Every day is super day if you choose it to be.
Well, this is true. It's a super day just to wake on up, everybody. And that's a good way to say we're happy that you wake up with us here at the broadcast each morning. So now, listen, Mary, I want to kind of jump right on in. It's about recognizing the amazing legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, you know, there's at least 10 things we're going to talk about today. Let's say
wow.
10 things right. that people should know about Martin Luther King Jr. How's
awesome.
That?
Awesome. Let's say that. 10 things that you should know about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, awesome. I am ready for number 10. I thought I knew everything, so I should be pretty good at this. Dr. Martin Luther King's
legacy. Well, and that's the thing. Most people do. Yeah, most people. I mean, he's been with us in spirit for
right.
many, many years.
Just, yeah.
But
right.
there's a lot of information. Everybody thinks they know everything, but I just want to make sure you know these things. Right?
Ooh, okay. So these are 10 things we should know about. Wow, okay.
Yes, yes. So number one in my mind is that
let's start with number 10, right? Or are you saying the most important thing? But yeah, let's count it down. We're going to count it down for you guys out there.
All right. Martin Luther King is one of only two Americans, right, that has a holiday named after them. And the only other person, well, whose birthday?
Hold on, let me see if I can guess that. Let me see if I can guess. You said Dr. King is one of only two individuals, I would imagine, who actually has whose birthday is a holiday. I'm going to have to say it is, I want to say, George Washington?
Ding, 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 ding.
Was that,
yes.
is that right?
So, yes,
wow.
George Washington and Martin Luther King. That's it.
That says a lot.
Whose birthdays are national holidays. Yes, and it wasn't easy. Well overdue. You've heard the birthday song, right?
Right. Happy Birthday song. The old Happy Birthday song, Happy Birthday to You. Happy
birthday.
Are you talking about the
happy
Stevie Wonder
song.
Version? That's the Stevie
yes.
version. Okay.
Yes. So they had tried many, many, many times to get his birthday recognized, but it didn't work. So after his passing, actually, Stevie Wonder, he had written the birthday song already, right? He wrote the birthday song, and so Stevie Wonder and Coretta Scott King, which, can we say this is a fact within a fact? If you don't know who Coretta Scott King is, please tell them, Carrie, who Coretta Scott King is.
Then you need to hand back your card if you don't know who Coretta. Coretta was the incredibly brilliant partner, certainly to Dr. Martin Luther King. She was his wife. And her legacy is that amazing as well. She was an amazing legend all by herself. This was a great partnership for the ages.
Yes. So great musician, Stevie Wonder, and excellent, most adoring and talented and skilled wife, Coretta Scott King, went around the country on a tour singing this song over and over, you know, Happy Birthday to You. And dare I not sing, but they went, did a tour. And while they were doing this tour of the music, they were also collecting signatures, right? So in the end of that 4 months, they delivered over 6 million signatures saying that they wanted this to this birth, his birthday, to be recognized as a national holiday. And obviously they succeeded.
That is amazing. I remember a lot of that too. During my day, it was just incredible. Incredible. And now it's hard to think that there was a time, Mary, that it was not the holiday, that it was, didn't exist as a holiday. It's hard to think of that because we've grown accustomed to it so much at this point and so very
valid. His wife and Stevie Wonder got out there and they did the work. And
they did the work.
Delivered those, got the petition and submitted it. And that's, you know, that's why we
that's
have
how it became,
so
yeah, that's right. And we remember those days. I remember that. I remember that very well. Well, I am so grateful and I am so, so thankful to you, Mary, for sharing these little known facts, I call them, little factoids about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the celebration. How wonderful is that? So that's number 10. Awesome. Okay, I've given them numbers. And number 9, okay. Mary, on your countdown on things we should know about Dr. Martin Luther King, what else have you got for us?
How about, let's see, we're on number 9. What was
his
name at birth?
Now this one I know only because I just recently found out. But what I did notice is that other folks knew this, and I did not know this until a few days ago, literally. So I'm going to say his name, I believe his first name was Michael. But what I don't know is, okay, well, what exactly is the story, or when did he become Martin instead of Michael? I still don't know the story behind it. Do you happen to know that, Mary?
I have the popular story, which is not quite matching what I saw in the book, The Three Mothers, which was about the mothers of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and we were talking about this artisan the other day. Our writers, one of our great writers and artisans. I'm walking literally in my house and pulling out my book, James Baldwin. Right? But that's a wonderful read if anybody gets to it. Yes. But
James Baldwin.
I'm going to give you the popular story.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you the popular story. The popular story is that he was born and given the name Michael. He's from a line, he was a third generation minister and that type of thing. But his father, the minister Michael, went to overseas, and he was talking with and impressed by the Lutheran community, and their leader was, and he, you know, long deceased, but their leader
was
Martin Luther. So he was studying all of this, and he was really impressed. So he came back, changed his name as well as his son's name to Martin. So Martin Luther King Jr.
That's how it worked. Okay.
Yeah, and Martin at that point was only 5 years old. And even through life, this is part of what's in the Three Mothers, through life they called him Michael, like his close friends and family. They called him Michael still.
Wow.
But his name was officially changed by his father.
That is
when
amazing.
He was five. Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely amazing. I've always wondered that.
Yep. Well, number 8, if you're ready. This is for everybody, everybody who just doesn't believe that, you know, they're any good, if they've ever been in the pokey or if they've ever experienced trouble with the law and that type of thing. Martin Luther
folks
King
in need of
has
a second
been
chance,
in jail.
It sounds like.
Oh, well, even more than second chances. He was arrested. One time he got arrested in Alabama for driving 30 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. Right?
Huh.
We get tickets. We shouldn't get arrested. So in those types of things even happened to Martin Luther King. But he didn't let it stop him. He pressed on.
He pressed on. Well, you just mentioned about that. They stopped. There was the big case where the lady stopped a young black man, the Caucasian policewoman, stopped the young black man because of his tail light and his rear view mirror, I believe.
Minneapolis.
And ended up killing him. She thought she had picked up her taser, according to her story.
Well, if she had the wherewithal to say, taser, 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 very obvious in the video, she said it three times, she had the wherewithal to know it was not a taser.
There are a whole lot of circumstances and situations with it, and I think justice was served, so I'm very happy about that, and I believe, it doesn't bring the young man back, and God, how awful it is, just awful. So, but that reminds me of that, Mary. So, Dr. King, you're right, and he pressed on, and so must we. So, listen, let me just remind everybody. Folks, if you're just joining us here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, it is my great honor to have you with us. We are paying tribute to the amazing legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and it is, as always, it's a pleasure to have my guest co-host join us on this episode, really. It is the one and only. She's from Hair, Head, Heart. You guys know Mary Reed Johnson. Mary, again, thank you so much for being with us on the broadcast. We're happy.
Absolutely. And I'm not doing it fully in order, but I'm doing it kind of in from young years up to what we know as the icon.
Well, listen, it sounds awesome to me. So I think you are at about number 7, if I'm not mistaken. I think number 7.
Yes, yes. What do you think Martin Luther King was doing when he was about 13 years old?
Ooh, okay. Let's see, 13. I'm going to say he was leading a congregation. I could be wrong.
Not quite yet. He was raised in the church, and he was, being...
Okay, that was an easy one for him. Do I get one more guess?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say he was singing in the choir.
People, what do regular people do when they're, 13?
That's a tough one. At 13, you're just you don't even think of anything. You're not thinking of anything, are you? I don't remember thinking of anything at 13.
Well, not that much, but again, he was being groomed for some stuff. But people need to work. And Martin Luther King, he had a job. He was a paper boy.
Wow. Oh, it's awful to not know that because I also was a paper boy. Now, see, had you framed that Mary Reed Johnson as what was your first job or his, I would have realized. But no, I did not think of it that way. But I'll tell you, that was my first job. And I was actually probably a little younger than that. But I remember I was a paper boy also. So that is inspiring. I didn't even know we had that in common.
Yes, it's he was a regular guy who turned into an icon with some misogyny,
He
delivered the Atlantic Journal at age 13.
Mentioned in the Atlanta Journal. We call it AJC now, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, out of Atlanta area. Is that the same newspaper?
I'm thinking so, but I would have
to
do some homework.
I remember that. Okay, well, it sounds pretty good to me. Good job, Mary.
Yes, his parents did a great job.
Awesome.
So he's doing that at 13. Guess what he did by the time he was 15?
I'm wondering what on earth, what was left? Fly to the moon. I mean, he was so incredible. I'm going to guess that at 15, I'll say he started a church.
Not quite.
I'm going to keep saying that until I get that right.
He's still being baked in the oven. You want one more?
Okay.
You pick it.
I'll say that he he got married.
Oh, nope, he's a little young for that. But he was kind of getting in that realm. He actually started Morehouse when he was 15.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Dr. King was a genius.
Yep. He, you know, it's so interesting because he, I think, skipped, I want to say, 12th and 7th grade, something like that. But he was in college by the time he was 15.
Wow, that is amazing. Now that is incredible.
He skipped 9th grade and 12th grade. That's what it was. Yes.
Wow. No, he was so smart. You could just tell.
Well,
he was just an incredibly smart person.
Yeah, so look at our young people. And while we, you know, don't believe what the world says about them. You know,
right.
They can start young and do great things or be at least moving towards greatness. They can develop the skills, but we have to guide them. You know, I'm sure he didn't wake up when he was 12 and say, I think I'll go to Morehouse tomorrow. That took some massaging from his background and his parents.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we have to take that responsibility and guide our young people and not just berate them or talk about, you know, the negatives that media would have us believe about them.
Absolutely. So leadership sounds very, very important with all of this.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Now,
well, Mary, you are killing it. Okay, folks.
I'm
loving this.
I wouldn't love them some Martin. So
yes.
We are on number six, five?
I think we're up to five now. I'm counting
all right,
five. Wow.
All right. So, okay, he went to school, and he got, did he just get one degree? We know he's a theologian, so we know he got some
right.
kind of Baptist something somewhere, right? He didn't
True.
Just go to one school, by the way. Yeah. So for those of you who are in college, those of you who are in college and not making it work in one place, he went to several schools, but at the end of the primary education, he had a sociology degree.
Hmm.
He had a theology degree.
Wow.
Right? And that's through the Baptist minister's theology training, you know, that type of stuff. And one other, but he, you know, had those two as his primary base, the sociology and theology degrees.
Wow.
So,
Dr. Martin Luther King was nothing to sneeze at.
Mm-mm.
Not
I think
at
the other
all.
One was Boston University. He got his PhD. So
unreal, Mary. What
yep.
good
so.
Information? Good information.
Well,
Thank you
are
so
things
much.
People
for this.
Should know. People
we
should,
know
about
Dr.
Martin.
King. Yeah.
And
some
I'm
I do, but this
in,
I'm learning today.
Well, I'm going to throw in something that other people, everybody should be very, very aware of, and this is number four.
Awesome.
That, okay, yes, he has he's one of only two people with the national holiday, but a lot
yes.
of people get confused with his national holiday birthday recognition and Black History Month birthday
oh.
in January.
Right.
Black History Month is February. So be very
go right
clear
ahead, Mary.
On those things. Well, I mean, I just want people to be clear and not get complacent and forget these very, very, very important things.
I think I have
so
a
Black
theory
History
on
Month,
this. Yes.
What is, tell me.
I think I have a theory on this, Mary. I thought about this, you know, why folks might tend to confuse Dr. King's birthday celebration. First of all, there's his actual birthday. Then there is his celebration birthday, and then Black History Month. So those are three things.
Right.
And
right.
So his birthday, his actual birthday that we celebrate every year is January 15th. And his holiday is celebrated the third Monday in January. And then
correct.
Right after that, on the heels of that, comes February, which is just a coincidence, And that's Black History Month is celebrated, of course, in February. So then you have a lot of large, and I've noticed this in the past, a lot of large organizations or outfits who, you know, they will grab and they will, you know, mention about Dr. King again as part of their Black History celebration because he was so, you know, so incredibly important to the very fabric of that. So that's why, so for it's great because it's kind of like we've extended, but because February needed to be a little longer anyway.
Absolutely.
In terms of that.
So I'm not saying don't recognize it all, but just know that they are distinctly different.
Yes.
And so we had January, we had February, and now let's go to, this is a hint for some things he's known for. So what's the next month?
March. Oh, the March on Washington.
Yes.
Am I good, Mary?
So, you are very good. But you know what? The March on Washington, we're going to get to. But there was another pilgrimage. No, absolutely. That he was first. Do you know? Okay, so the March on Washington was 1963, and we're going to come back to that.
Okay.
There was another march that he was part of, another group that he was part of, and it was his first national address. And that was like 7 years before that. It was it was 1957.
Maybe the boycott. Was it?
It
the,
was nope. It, nope.
Oh, what,
this
was
May 17th, 1957. Write it down. He was part of the prayer pilgrimage for freedom.
Oh,
and
I
the
don't
topic
think I knew
that, that he discussed, or the topic that he talked about, was voting. And his title of his speech was "Give Us the Ballot." And that was his very first national address.
Well, he could be very much making that same address today.
Absolutely.
What an incredible piece of information that I was totally unaware of. Folks, let me just bring up the speed if you're just joining us. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm on the line with the amazing Mary Reed Johnson from Hair, Head, Heart. She's our amazing guest coordinator and guest co-host this morning. And boy, this is really a very special special broadcast right here, talking about 10 things that you should know about Dr. Martin. And I have to tell you, I don't know if I would be passing too well this morning on this. I know a few of them. But I'm learning. I'm learning along the way. I had no idea about that. That is incredible. Incredible stuff, Mary.
So,
good job. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't do it. He did it. And
no, but
you know,
it's good that we know these things.
Yes, I think so. Because it's great that they highlight, you know, really important nuggets of his life. But if we dig, and you don't have to dig very deep, it's there, and he's just so much more rich and, you know, normal on some levels than us. I mean, it's the things that he did were iconic and blessings to millions. But part of his life, he was a regular person just developing. And I think that if you know that, then that maybe gives you hope to do more. Or at
Absolutely.
Least continue to do the right things.
Absolutely. Well, I am super hyped.
Truly. So we'll continue with March since you mentioned it. Number three, ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. And so that was the March on Washington. And it was supposed to be a peaceful march. It was a peaceful march. I don't know how many attended, but it was a big, big, big thing. And he did that famous march on the Capitol steps in Washington, 1963.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes.
It's hard
to
believe it
yet?
Was that long ago. That's amazing.
I know. It kind of is. I think of other icons that, you know, this year, one of my favorites, Muhammad Ali, he would be 80 this year.
Yes, which is still not, you know, it's is still not really, yes, not really old, not these days. 80 is the new 70. And so there are a lot of 80-year-olds, like you, when you think of, you know, Jane Fonda, she's still thriving, and so many others out there. And look at the, you know, Betty White, who went all the way to almost 100, and Sidney Poitier and all these folks. So, yeah, you know, they're hanging in there these days. So Martin, so Dr. Martin Luther King would have been, he would have been in his, what, I think about 90 or so. He would have been in that ballpark somewhere. But good things, Mary Reed Johnson. I'm loving your countdown. Again, it's 10 things that we should know about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm also phrasing it this way, 10 things that you probably thought you knew, but you didn't. And we're learning.
Yes, yes. So you mentioned something about aging and health and that type of stuff. So I'm going to mention some things in these last few that people tried to take him out of here. Like, do you know who Isola Ware Curry is? Or
no, no Isola idea Curry? What that even know? Is or what.
Okay, so they described her, when I say they, I say media and government, described her as a mentally ill woman, all right? Mm. But she actually was in a crowd at a book signing, and she asked him, you know, make sure who he was, but she stabbed him with a 7-inch letter opener.
Oh, I think I did hear of this. Now, what was the significance of her doing this? It's just that she was mentally ill and she didn't? She just, you know, because you don't need a reason if you're mentally ill sometimes.
Right. So, well, that was part of it. And another part of it, she was blaming him for her losing jobs and, you know, these types of things. But the story just doesn't jive with me. But whatever it is, she was not successful in that attempt. And I won't say she didn't serve any time in jail, but she ended up her days pretty much in a nursing home in Jamaica, Queens. She lived to be like 98. Yeah, she lived to be 98. And so, and actually, I don't know if it was 2021 that she passed, but it wasn't that long ago. But
okay,
yeah,
wow.
Miss Isola is gone. She tried, but that wasn't his time to go. They
not at that time.
Got him right near his aorta, and they
so he was lucky to live through that.
Yes, they said if he had so much as sneezed or coughed, he would
that
not
would have
be
been
dead.
It. Isn't that something?
Yep.
So you know, so, just sad stuff. He Dr. King had, you know, his significance to the world is incredible, but he had a very difficult, as they say, folks who have so many gifts and are meant to touch the world in the way that they do usually, like the incredibly talented, have kind of a hard way to go in many cases. And, you know, and we just have to celebrate their legacy for those who have passed on and just continue the work that they started. And I think that's what we're doing here today in this remembrance of the amazing Dr. Martin Luther King. 10 things you should know. Okay, Mary, what else have you got for us? We should be down to the last two.
Yes. So along those lines of health and whatnot, and my mention earlier of The Three Mothers, a book that everybody should get, about Martin Luther King's mother, Malcolm X's mother, and James Baldwin, actually their whole family and what shaped them. But there was another person who, 6 years after Martin had passed, he went into the church. Martin's mother was playing the piano, just minding her own business, doing what she did, and this man shot her. And she did not live through that. She shot her just while she was playing the organ at church. So this person also passed away supposedly of a stroke while he was in Jackson, Georgia prison or jail, just, you know, days after
I want to say church mother. His mother was, yeah. So
just really sad.
He was out of the way. I'm not even going to say his name because
No, we don't need to hear it.
Okay. We were talking about the March on Washington, too. We'll go back. Do you know originally that March on Washington on the slate of speakers and participants, originally there were no women involved or included in that march?
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that one of the organizers was a woman, and she spoke up, and long story short, there were changes. But originally it was going to be a man thing.
Well, maybe that's where later, way later, that march on Washington, where it was turned into the Million Man March and kind of in that vein,
mm-hmm.
and celebration. Wow. And that might have been the genesis of that. So incredible uncovering.
I believe so. But thank goodness that, you know, and women always take your power, use it. Don't be in a box. You know, they need us. So we need to speak up and do all the great things that we do as well.
Well, absolutely. Yes. Well, women, great stuff. And I have to say, I'm just blown away with all of this. And before you get to the final item on your amazing list of 10 things you should know about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I just want to say, Mary Reed Johnson, you bring us these wonderful updates. You bring us the countdowns. You are always instrumental whenever there's special programming happening at the Hair Radio Morning Show, the HairRadio.com network, our streaming network, whatever we're doing. You bring these great tidbits of information I call factoids. And we are so honored. So before we get to number one, I want to take a moment, Mary. You have got to tell everybody, because this is a big question. Whenever you're on the air and I mention Hair Head Heart, folks say, what is Hair Head Heart? Can you tell us real quickly what Hair Head Heart is all about? And then we're on to number one on your countdown.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Well, generically, I will say Hair Head Heart is a consulting agency. We deal with issues that relate to those things, hair, head, and heart. I'm a service provider. I'm licensed as an instructor and cosmetologist in Michigan and Minnesota. I absolutely help people online or in person develop their business, develop standards, all these types of things. And then the heart is the passion related to these, as well as actual safety bins that I have related to these things. So I do things that improve those things related to hair, head, and heart.
And you bring a lot of that right to the Hair Radio Morning Show with your great guest co-hosting. So thank you, Mary. Thank you so much, Mary Reed Johnson, Hair, Head, Heart. Okay, now what you've been waiting for. Number one.
Do I get a drum roll here?
You get a drum roll. Yes, you do. There you go. I think we have one somewhere. But yes, you get a drum roll. And we're excited to know. I can't even imagine what is the number one item that I don't know about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But we're going to see. Go right ahead, Mary. Okay,
you might know this,
see.
But I tell you that everyone who has seen anything about Bloody Sunday from 1965, where they started off a peaceful march, and it was crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and it it gained national attention because it was so unnecessarily brutal and ridiculous that we got some things changed, and we have to thank Dr. King, Mr. Lewis, Senator Lewis, and this whole host
John
of people
Lewis, right.
who walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And do you know that walk was only, it should have been a 10-minute walk. I've actually walked across the
Is
Edmund Pettus
right?
Bridge, and people still can walk across it in like 10 minutes, but it turned into a whole national change item. And so we cannot think about that walk without thinking and thanking Dr. Martin Luther King. So these are some things I think you should know.
Absolutely. And Mary, before we sign off on Dr. Martin Luther King's remembrance on this broadcast, I have to ask you, what does Dr. King's legacy mean to you? And then I'll share mine.
Well, everything. It's like you just start where you are and keep growing and keep doing and keep moving. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a full awesome. Inspiration for me.
Awesome. And for me, I have to say, everything that I do is based on the framework that of Dr. King's legacy. It is just something that we must always remember. It's not just something that we pull out of a drawer once a year and then mm-hmm. tuck it back away, after, you know, the days have gone on. We must continue to keep his legacy relevant. And that has
Absolutely.
To come from all of us and each of us. And just by taking a moment to air this on today's broadcast means that we're doing just that at the Hair Radio Morning Show and hairradio.com and our platforms.
Yes,
so
he's
I'm
not
Terry
just
Hines.
An icon.
Yes.
He's a lifestyle.
Okay, well, I'm loving that, Mary. Again, I'm Gary Hines with the one and only Mary Reed Johnson here at Heart. Back live. It is our spotlight hour on this Friday morning. We are back live. Let me just go ahead and get that on out there. It's Friday morning, January 26, 2024. I want to shout out my big sister. It is her birthday. She's out in Indianapolis, Indiana. You guys may remember my sister Shirley. She used to kind of help me co-host for a little while. About 3 or 4 years ago back, and it was really great. We were the only brother-sister hosting team for a little while on the radio, so it was really great. And if you go back, you can listen to some of those archived episodes. Now, I've got to get my colleague and radio show superstar. We were talking with Michael Hopkins a little bit earlier on the show, throughout the broadcast, actually. He covered elaboratively the veterans advocacy work that he does on behalf of the disabled veterans with claims and compensation. It is my great honor to bring back to the line, all the way from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, the one and only Michael Hopkins.
Oh, very much so.
A great intro, Michael. I said, boy, you guys must love those introductions.
I tell you, very much so, Carrie.
Now
very
where do
much
I get
so.
My introduction, Michael? How come I don't get a nice introduction?
Uh-oh, you mean the one, the only, the man,
oh,
the myth,
forget
the legend.
No, you can't give me the same intro. I'll have to work on it.
I'll let you work on it. Michael, it's great. You guys know out there, the Hair Radio Morning Show airs from 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time, until 9 o'clock in the morning. We're live on Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursdays, and Fridays. So that is pretty much how that goes. So I just wanted to be able to go ahead and get that on health.
Oh, yes.
So I'm super, yeah. Okay, so let me see. We are, yeah, we're moving and counting down the time. And so I wanted to talk a little bit, yeah. I wanted to get into a little bit of some of the highlights for this week, Nicole. We got to talk about some of the things that moved our audience, moved our fans around the world.
So.
Yeah, but let's start with some of the things that you enjoyed. So, and I'll get in with some of the things I enjoyed in terms of the highlights of the week. And we go back. Let me just set everybody up. It was, we aired Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. We started on Tuesday, January 23rd with show number 943. Now, Tuesdays typically are devoted to vet talk. We do a lot. Michael is on doing a lot of talk with the veterans, helping them because his show airs every Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time. So we do a whole lot of preparation. If you get up early, you can listen to the first part of the first hour, and we usually have something that is relevant, or I should say pertaining to the veterans advocacy work that he does. So get up and tune in, and then, of course, at 8:30, he's on. So, Michael, this past Tuesday, again, I know you mentioned it mid-show, but what else can you share with us about what aired on Tuesday? What did air Tuesday this past week?
Wow. You know, Carrie.
On Vet Talk.
On Vet Talk, we talked about PTSD, and the secondary is the PTSD. Very important topic.
Wow.
Very
yeah,
important
absolutely.
Topic.
I remember that. Yeah, it was really great. And we had a lot of listeners. I saw that folks were tuning
right.
in. On the Hair Radio Morning Show side, again, that was show number 943. It was great. We had, I think we did a lot Tuesdays. We don't usually, I don't bring in a lot of live guests on Tuesday or new guests or whatever because we're so focused on our community work, helping the veterans. And also, I'll talk a little bit sometimes about my community efforts in Brooklyn, New York, you know, as an appointed New York City public official. So,
very much so.
Which, being part of the community board, let me say that here in my neck of the woods. Now, Michael, so that was Tuesday. Wednesday's show was show number 944. On Wednesday, it aired on January 24th, 2024. What can we say? Did you have – okay, so I'll let you go ahead and take it away, Michael. Any – what were some of the topics and things or folks that moved Michael Hopkins?
Wow, Carrie. On the 24th, one of the things that really moved me is you talked about hair loss.
Oh, on Wednesday. Well, we talk about hair loss every day, but,
very
but
much
what,
so.
Who was
very
it that
much,
we were?
Very
what,
much.
Do you remember who? Was it a special guest on that day about the hair loss?
Wow, Carrie, you have a good point there. We did have a special guest. We had Keisha McAllister.
Oh, yeah,
also,
that's right.
Yes, we
good
had
job,
Keisha
Michael.
McAllister. Very much so.
Yeah, that's
oh,
very
and,
good.
And you know
that's
something
much.
Else, Carrie? You know something
What's
else?
That?
You had another favorite of mine. You had Major
okay.
Helena, and she was talking
oh,
about
yeah.
Dr. King. I always I always loved that. Always.
Yeah, well, Major Helena, with her special commentary about Dr. King, in fact, we should try to get that on a Tuesday or Wednesday show, again, because that's really important. And as we continue our coverage and kind of start, begin to kind of wind down on it, really,
Right.
For Dr. King's birthday, but again, we kind of keep him anyway going all year. But yeah, that was on Wednesday. And again, Wednesday was the 24th.
Right, show number 944. Yes.
That's right. Michael, wow, okay. I like this kind of review with Michael at the end of each week. And we're talking about some of the other things. Okay, so now what about Thursday? Do you have any notes from Thursday? Any kind of memories?
Oh, my goodness, Carrie.
Remembrances?
Oh, my goodness, Carrie. You went back in the vault. And you talked to Leroy F. Bennett, and this was show number 945. And
yeah,
Leroy
and I go back a bit, Michael.
Wow.
I remember Leroy back in the 1980s, back in New York. In New Jersey. We were both participating in this program through the Urban League, in which they would teach you, this is how far back it goes, word processing. Remember those days?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, so we were taking those kind of classes and things. And that's how I kind of came across Leroy Bennett, but that's when he was in New Jersey. He, as you heard on that particular interview on Thursday, he is down in South Carolina, I believe he said. And so that's where he's based, and he, as Michael was saying, he's doing Up the Way Productions, which is a theater troupe, which puts on socially conscious type plays and things like that down there. So we're real proud of him. And how I got the interview and how that happened is when I returned, I was kind of returning back to broadcasting and promoting the hair industry. This was like 2007 or 2008. This was even before we were even on Blog Talk. We've been on Blog Talk, will be 10 years next year. And so this was before that. And I said,
wow.
Leroy, I said, we're coming back to the airways. Would you mind? I've got you and Lionel Williams set up. Can you guys, you know, help us with some new interviews and just talk about what you do? And that's how that interview came to be. And he did such a great job. And all this time it was in our vault gathering dust. And because we are now celebrating 900 and something shows going into 1,000, I thought it would be great from here on out to kind of celebrate a lot of this content that you guys have never even heard.
Great stuff.
So, thank you, Michael.
It is great stuff, Gary.
Thank you, Michael Hopkins. That is really important. But yes. So I love this.
Yes,
what else? What else say about all this?
We can't leave our man from Surface. We can't leave him out. Now can we, David Conley?
Mm.
From Surface.
David Conley. Yeah, from East. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's from East Orange, New Jersey. David Pick Conley and I went to the same high school. Not at the same time. He's got me a little bit, but let me just get that on out there. But yeah, David Pick Conley, who is like he plays the flute, you know, real, real well. He has worked on many songs. Remember Gwen Guthrie and Ain't Nothing Going On But the Rent way back in the day, especially if you were in the Northeast. He played on that song. He talked about his relationship with Gwen. He also was with a group called, still is, a group called Surface. And they had a big hit called Happy. And Only You Can Make Me Happy. That was the song. Of course, I better not give up my day job. But that was that song. And David, what I love about David is that he always talks about helping persons get into songwriting and the industry and how that all works with royalties and payments. A lot of folks who are not in the music industry, you might want to know. A lot of people, we don't know how artists get paid and how they were paid in the old days and all that kind of stuff. And he, what I love is that if I have any questions about that, that's how I learned so much. I call up David, he tells me exactly what's going on. And he's played on amazing songs and work with such superstars and the legacy of folks like Marvin Gaye and all of that. So
Wow.
We had a little couple of minutes with him. And now, Michael, I got to talk a little bit also about the music. The music from this week. We really, really got on quite a bit.
You know,
and again, just so folks know, we play a lot of classic songs. We also play some current songs. And, you know, but Michael, I think the surprise, there were a couple songs that we aired this week. And just as a reminder, if you listen as soon as the show starts in the morning at about 6, we play a couple of songs right away to help get you, your energy going. And we always lead off with a great song. And Michael is always surprised at that song that airs. Because we don't normally tell Michael too much in advance those songs. But, Michael, I think what songs did we hear this week? Whatever you heard. Doesn't matter what order.
Wow.
What did you hear this week?
Wow. Wow. We are talking Cher. Did not see that coming, Kerry Hines. Oh, no.
No.
I heard that
does.
Banjo. Wow.
Yeah.
And that was Sports Show number 945. I Walk
that
Alone
was,
by Cher.
That was yesterday. Yeah, that
wow.
was yesterday's show then. The song that we got, Michael's talking about a song that we played on the show. I'll get it on in just a little bit so you can hear a little bit of it today. I think we'll go out with that today. That's a song we've never played Cher on this network. Never. She's never been a song we've played. And I'm a huge fan. I think she's an incredibly talented actress and singer and, you know, former TV star. And we just love her. But this song, I don't ever think it was really a big hit or anything, but it's such a great tune that I just had to get the song on. And it kind of surprised our audience. I heard not just from Michael, because Michael couldn't believe he was listening to Cher on the Air Radio Morning Show. We tend to play a lot of R&B and soul and all of that. But I thought it would be nice. I like Blue Eyed Soul, too. So I love the Hall of Notes and Adele and all those folks out there.
All those folks.
You know, I'm looking at, I heard from one of the folks, one of our fans who wants to get a tribute for Boy George and Culture Club. So we got to go digging for those songs. So
we'll
look at that in the weeks to come. I think the Cher song, I think that surprised you most. Also, speaking of that song that Cher sang called I Walk Alone, is a song that was written by another singer artist named Pink. Pink has been out there for she's been out there a while now at this point, Michael.
Wow.
Very
much.
But Pink wrote that song. She even sings background vocals on that track that Cher led, and it's just a great song. So we'll get that on in just a bit. And speaking of which, we actually had a Pink song on today to kick off the show called There You Go. And it's an R&B cut from Pink that she did way back, I think it was probably in the 90s, I think. I mean, it's been out there a while. Pink has been out there a while. And we just love her and support all of these artists and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And shout them out. Many of them have been on our broadcast. So now if you have some songs that you want to hear on this very show, simply contact us through social media, call us, send, what do they call it, an airplane up in the sky with the words behind it if you want.
Oh,
whatever
smoke
it
signals
is,
and whatever
kicking,
you got to do.
Whatever. Let us know, and we will get your song on. So, Michael, I love the music songs this week, and next week we'll have some more. So now, what was your actual favorite that we played? I know what surprised you with Cher's song, but what was your favorite song? Could have been a lead-off song or any of the songs we played.
Oh, shoot. My favorite one has to be Grace Jones. Yeah. Pull up to the bumper, baby. Yes. Oh, yes.
What? Yeah, that was on, I think we did that on Tuesday morning.
Show number 944, Carrie Hines. Yeah.
Oh, 944. Okay, so that was Wednesday's show. We did Grace Jones' song from way back. It was like a classic club disco song called Pull Up to the Bumper Baby, and it was really great. I love that on that show because that was that Wednesday, as you mentioned. And after the song played, I had an opportunity to give my anecdote. I remember meeting Miss Jones and walking her to her limo, literally, with her brother at the airport way back in the day when I was working for the airline. And so I never forgot that encounter. And so when I can really say, pull up to the bumper, because that's what we did.
Very much so.
Yes, a great time. It was really, really nice. So, Michael, awesome music talk this week.
I'm
just enjoying this. Yeah.
Oh, so, am I.
Gotta remind everybody coming up next week, we've got a lot of surprise guests returning to the broadcast. We have new guests. We got older guests who have been with us and haven't been back in a while. You're going to meet a lady who, I got to tell you, I have not talked about her on this show, but I'm going to kind of put it out there a little bit. She is an incredible artist. And I'm just saying that we'll talk about her on Tuesday. I'm going to make you tune in Tuesday. You don't want to miss this all next week. We've got a lot coming down the pike. And also new sponsors. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but if you look at my social media post on Facebook under my Carrie Hines name, you'll see You Go Girl. It's a T-shirt that BOPSA is in charge of, BOPSA.org. But they have You Go Girl, and that's U, the letter U, not Y-O-U. So You Go Girl. And I just love it because if you wear these T-shirts, they will pay you. The T-shirt, I believe, is free, and they will pay you. So I'm about to make a call, click on that link, and get my free T-shirt, and I'll be wearing it all over town. Every day. So, I can't wait. Sam Enon, who is the man who runs BOPSA, so he's behind this big promotion at You Go Girl. What I'm going to do, and they sell everything. You Go Girl has hair products and all kinds of stuff, you know, like if you want to get hair and things like that. Sam will be coming back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. He hasn't been on this year. So he'll be joining us in our February big push. So for us, it's February sweeps in internet radio, and we will be having Sam here to talk about that special promotion that he has going on. And as always, there's so much to talk about, Michael. I have so much to say. So that's, you know, anything you want to say to the vets, to the people. Michael Hopkins, are you looking forward to February and all the sponsors, all the different things that we got going on?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, 100%. Just looking forward to it, Carrie Hine. It's going to be a blast.
Yes. And Nicole, I do want to say Nicole Marie will be back live on Tuesday's show. So if you've been looking out for Nicole. Now, here's the thing. In order to catch Nicole, you got to be tuning in at 7 o'clock New York time, 6 o'clock if you're in the Central Time Zone. We do a nice live host chat, so you got to tune in at that time. Again, Nicole Marie will be back on Tuesday's show with all new live commentary, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock New York time. And, Michael, that's kind of it. It's almost time for our outro. My goodness.
Yeah, where's the time going, Carrie?
I don't want to say goodbye. I know. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and get on that Cher song so folks can have a little bit of taste on what we loved about it so much. And we'll see you back on Tuesday. Michael, we're going to make it. I mean, it was really a great Friday. I think it was fantastic.
Yes, it was, Carrie. Okay, it was fantastic.
Thank you, Michael. So, again, folks, this song is I Walk Alone by the incredible Forever Making It Big Cher. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the song.
Joker.